This is Classic Poetry Aloud. Thanks if you listened during the last 7 days to War Poetry Week. We had a real surge in listeners, and that was good to see. Thanks too for those who offered their support by promoting the week on their blogs and elsewhere. You'll get a full mention in the next occasional miscellany, which will be more light-hearted than the one just before War Poetry Week. Now though, a request that came in during the week from Mr. Paul Lorigan of the San Francisco Bay Area. He asked for something by Emily Bronte. Well, actually, he asked for something by the Brontes, and we agreed that Emily Bronte would be a good place to start. And so, today's reading is Last Lines by Emily Bronte. Last Lines by Emily Bronte. No coward soul is mine, no trembler in the world's storm-troubled sphere. I see heaven's glories shine, and faith shines equal, arming me from fear. O God, within my breast, almighty, ever-present deity, life that in me has rest, as I, undying life, have power in thee. Vain are the thousand creeds that move men's hearts, unutterably vain, worthless as withered weeds, or idlest froth amid the boundless main, to waken doubt in one holding so fast by thine infinity, so surely anchored on the steadfast rock of immortality. With wide embracing love, thy spirit animates eternal years, pervades and broods above, changes, sustains, dissolves, creates, and rears. Though earth and man were gone, and suns and universes ceased to be, and thou were left alone, every existence would exist in thee. There is not room for death, nor atom that his might could render void. Thou art being and breath, and what thou art may never be destroyed.